Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than no toy in your Happy Meal.
No, you know, that would suck.
That would suck. What's the point of getting a Happy Meal? Just
really?
Less food. It's an unhappy meal.
The only reason I get is for the toy. That's what do you think? It's the apple slices?
Me too. They call yours a rabbit. But anyway, I go on.
Yeah.
It's a sex toy, Jeff.
Okay.
Like, because they give a lot of farm animals sometimes.
We got it.
No, you didn't.
No, we did.
You don't even know what part it's used for. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. You listen to the shows, you'll know what I'm talking about. No, again, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davinsdencomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and as you can tell, we got a full house tonight. Joe Curry's here.
Hello.
And Pip Helix is here.
I am. Hi.
Hello, kids.
Hi, gang.
On tonight's show, we got a great debate of absurdity to determine the second creepiest fast food pitch man behind Jared from Subway, because at this point, Jared wins.
That's no contest.
Yeah, that would be no contest.
Boy, and he was he had his whole foundation to give money to children. Never did.
No, never did.
He's
no.
A crook, too.
So, you know, sometimes you just have to concede who number one is.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Oh,
but I feel good about who's battling for number two. Mm. I feel good about this. Joe will be arguing that Daryl Hammond's Colonel Sanders is creepier than the Burger King from a few years back. Mm. So mm-hmm. And Pip will be arguing that. So I'm looking forward to that great debate of absurdity.
We'll face off.
Put your dukes up.
Mm.
Mm. Plus, we'll check in with Belinda Scamvick, the man, some Ann Jackson. So we got a fun night ahead. Haven't done that stuff in a while.
No. Lisa says all kinds of creepy. Yeah. You.
Is she talking about us or what we're going to be talking about?
Probably a bit of both.
Yeah. Probably. Good point.
Jury's out.
Not on us.
No, not on us. She knows we're creepy.
My sales pitch to the syndicate starts with, listen, we're creepy, but.
But so's our audience.
We're going to get that creepy demographic. You know your basement dweller mouth breathers? Those are our folks.
If you can get past this.
Listen, not for nothing, though. We've never been proven to touch a kid.
No.
That's not our kid to touch.
Yeah. I noticed we've never been proven.
Well, you know, listen, I don't know you guys that well.
I knew you were hedging your bets because
listen,
of us.
Not me.
Well, listen, who knows what's hiding underneath that can of pineapples in your bed? I'm not going to judge. Who knows what's behind in Pip's latest escapades of garage sales? There might be an 8-year-old that's been held captive. I don't know.
Pip's car should be named What the Hell, because every time I walk past and look inside, I'm like, what the hell?
Yes, it looks like I live in there right now.
It's like a rolling garage sale.
She pulls up. I'll take it all.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear what's in there?
Do we have that? This is only a 3-hour show, Pip.
All right. I want to hear what's in there if it's interesting radio. If not, no. So,
well, the reason that it looks especially bad is, well, one thing that's in there is the shelf that I got from you. And I didn't
that was that was a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I know, and it just sat back there for a while. And then,
well, because you know what, you might want to put knickknacks in the back seat of your car. That makes sense. You want to organize them.
Absolutely.
You have to show your recent garage pickups properly in case somebody veers their head around from the passenger.
You
side
own a house; you can bring it inside of it.
Oh, have you seen
like
the house?
Like it's not full, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I could cram it in the door and get in there with my purse too.
That's why we don't do the show there, Joe. It's a closer ride.
No, that shelf looks really nice in there. I've got the, I've got WD-40. I've got the extra oil. I've got some jumper cables. I organized.
Most people put that in the trunk in a little crate.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
they don't put it on display for all to see.
Listen, if you want to steal this piece of crap, you should know if it breaks down, you're covered for a little while. We got some things to help you.
I don't think battery cables are cherished moments.
Well, Joe, if you were stuck and it was windy and cold and chilly out, and you used
a lifesaver,
exactly.
It's not a cherished moment.
Maybe you don't treat your jumper cables with the respect they deserve. Maybe Pip's ahead of the game.
Oh crap, Joe's girl, snap! She says, she says, backup pants without cat pee must be in there too.
Oh. Joe's girl for the point early on.
But
really, I have to take away a point, because if Joe's girl was really listening closely, she would know Pip doesn't have backup pants. When they're Where's Pee Pants? Pip is all in.
No, she's hoped I've learned my lesson.
No, guess, no, you haven't.
I have not. No. I have not. There's no backup. Although I do the pants that I'm bringing to physical therapy pass the sniff test before I'm out the door and it's too late.
I have just to be one of the many flies on your walls to see what goes.
God,
on.
That's funny.
One of the flies.
God, that's funny. That was so subtle.
That was,
you
perfect.
Never saw that cut. It's like touche. There you go.
Yeah, hey, good prop. Yay for me. Me and Joe's girl with a point each, kicking ass.
I'll throw you about
but
that.
You know,
yeah.
But this was the moment that. I'm on the way home one day, and we're gonna have a Halloween party, and so this is the time of year where I'm really paying attention to what people are putting out on the curbs because it turns into pups.
Most people put trash out there.
What, do you go by the Munster's house?
No, things turn into props. Like one time I was over at
things
my
turn into
at garbage can lid. That's perfect. That'll be like a Roman shield.
No,
look. No, Joe, you don't understand. She gave you that look like you're so stupid.
I'm not stupid. I'm like, I'm helping.
No, she thought you were a real jackass for not seeing the vision that she had.
Yeah.
Out of all the things for Joe to be a jackass on, that's not one of them. He was fine.
I tell you, shut up, and I tend to agree. Yeah.
Joe's girl is laughing so hard in the chat, she wrote L-O and had to come back with L-O-L.
She looked at you like you were one of the, like you were a piece of cat turd that she stepped on in her living room. Yeah. That's how she looked at you.
Oh, you were there? No.
You'll never go scavenging with me, my friend.
You you don't know what you're missing.
You don't know what you're looking for either.
That's right. You don't know what to look for.
Ooh, an old Band-Aid. We can use that. We'll put that right on Frankenstein. It's pussy. Ooh.
No. Here's the thing. For our wedding, I found the headboard and footboard of an old bed next to my friend's house. I took that.
Wait, how do you take crap from your friend?
Not from my friend.
Yeah, but your friend sees that
the
crap.
The side of their house.
From my friend's neighbor.
You have the balls of a cat burglar.
Thank you.
Listen, we've all scavenged. No,
a cat burglar goes in the house and takes stuff of worth.
Noted. Okay. I stand corrected.
Yes.
I'm picking up the crap off your curb. Yeah. And even like veterans don't pick up.
Yeah, but most people, if they're going to be of the garbage picking persuasion, they don't do it around where people know them because you don't want that to be a conversation piece. Go, hey, I remember that when that was in the Smith's house.
Yeah. Or on the curb.
Yeah. They don't recognize it when I am done with it.
What do you do to it?
Well, I took the headboard. I took the headboard and the other board, and then I took all these boxes and I put sheets on top of them, and then I chained a skeleton to it, and then I made...
That was somebody who never made it out of her back seat.
And then I made giant bed bugs. And
somebody
put them
gave
all
a... Well, the
bed
bugs are fresh. You got them from the house.
Giant bed bugs.
I did. I made them out of paper bags.
Yeah, right. Sure, you made them.
Yeah.
No, she made them out of bed bugs.
Yeah. I think your home environment nurtured them, okay?
So, Petri dish, made them, same thing.
I don't want you in here anymore. We have to get a longer cord so she could do this from her filth mobile. I don't want her in the house.
I scrape off most of the filth before I come in.
Yes, but I'm thinking I'm thinking now it's impossible to scrape it off of you.
Sometimes my car gets just as bad. My car, when I clean out my car, it looks like when they got thrown out of Animal House when they were cleaning it out.
I understand
it,
but you're not doing it to decorate your car.
That's true.
You're just doing it because you're lazy, like I am. We're eating on the road. There's Burger King wrappers.
I'd give you a shut your face, but you're right. Because what happens is, you know the way we run.
Yeah.
I'll get home at night. I'm like, I'll get
it. I do, Joe. Thank God for me.
Sloppy. But you know, I get home and I'm like, you know what? I'll get it in the morning. But I get up in the morning. I'm doing a bunch of stuff. And now I got to run to the day program. I don't have time. So during the week, it just builds and builds and builds. Yeah. And
I got a McDonald's cup full of orange drink in my car right now. The brothers are circling like, you going to drink that? That's from Sunday night.
You mother going to drink that?
Oh my God, that looks better.
Taste it sitting in the cup holder. Well, it was Sunday night. Well, it still looked fresh.
By the way, I have to say all these horrible things now before I have to answer to people because all this stuff's getting deleted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have some hell of a time with the editing and beeping of our old...
No, I just mean we're just going to delete the shows.
Oh, yeah.
There's just too much to answer for. Yeah, I even posted that on my Facebook. Like, look, none of this happened in a little while.
Pretend you don't know us.
Yeah, exactly.
We're starting fresh. No, there's actually this one time when I was in England and I bought a tuna fish sandwich. They could make completely different tuna fish sandwiches than we do. It's like this. It's not even an inch thick, and it's the oiliest, nasty tuna mixed with relish. Oh God, that was the worst thing ever. I took one bite of it and I was like, oh, I don't think so. So I'm sitting there with my can of Coke because I'm like, now what am I going to do? And this punk walks past me. I mean, this was the 80s, but like full
make quite the impression.
Mohawk, everything. And he goes, oh, you going to eat that? And I'm like, no. And he goes, get out of it. And I'm like, you want it? It's yours. He was so excited. And he went away chomping my already took a bite out of its sandwich.
New segment on the show, Joe. I want you to whip up a little jingle for it. Sandwich Stories with Pip Healy.
let me tell you something. That's like a sandwich only a punk rocker would eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
are you really going to trust her? Who knows? No. It could have been high quality tuna. We weren't
Do
there.
I look like I pass up a lot of sandwiches? That was crap.
Fair enough. Who am I to argue with you? And the fact that you will shove anything in your gullet. And Mr. Helix appreciates that.
No, I was starving when I was in England because all the food was terrible.
Why didn't you get
and
fish
I was
and chips?
Walking every place.
Yeah,
that was one of the only meals I had that was any good. Mm. I mean, I remember every meal I ate in England because I barely ate for 10 days.
Yeah, England is not known for their food.
Well, unless
Horrible.
You go to like Chef Ramsay's or something like that. You got to go to the finer places in London.
I didn't have the money for that then.
Well, now you're eating oily tuna.
Yeah.
How many guys have had that meal? Ugh. Are you going to eat that? Yeah, I really don't want it anymore. Have yourself,
and no
buddy.
Relish.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell is this relish in here? Oh, well, you know.
This is not fresh at all.
No, none
whatsoever.
No.
When's the last time you hosed this down? But but the other thing is that I've been going to physical therapy, so I have to change my clothes when I'm there. And so I have this constant in and out with the clothes, and I had to pull stuff out of the bag, and I left my work dress and shoes on the chair. And so then my workmate was going to take a ride home with me. I realized I had all this crap in my car, so I started shoveling things every place, and then her neighbor drives by, and she's like, oh, I'll take a ride with her, and I'm like, oh, God, so it's like, it really does look like I live in that car.
I heard de Blasio's called. He's quite inspired by what you've done with it.
I also have a big floor lamp in there now.
There's a floor lamp in there.
Why wouldn't there be?
The thing is, it's like it should be on a tennis court at night, the size of the thing.
Well, I saw that on the side of the road, and I doubled back, and I got
And why
it.
Would it be there? I'm sure it works perfectly. Let me plug this in.
I don't need a working one. I needed something tall with a base because I'm going to make a monster.
You did. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it's four wheels and it rolls.
A monster in her monster truck.
Yeah, it is a monster truck even though it's petite.
What happens after Halloween? What do you do with this stuff?
I throw it out.
Where it started in the first place.
Back on the curb.
It was repurposed back
to my curb
garbage.
Then. Well, I threw out the bed after I was done with the, you know, the skeletons. They're great Halloween props.
People have hobbies. Whatever.
Okay.
I make Halloween props.
The same thing. Not so much with the making, but God forbid we throw away a Halloween contraption that she has or crap that she accumulates the day after Halloween because we're Jewish.
I do that.
Every year we get more. We got a closet full of this stuff.
My house, I don't know. Like, I complain about Joanne. Now,
yes, we love that segment.
And I think Joanne doesn't care because she sees...
You think?
Yeah.
That might explain why things are the way they are.
Yes.
Actually, I think we need music for this segment.
Yeah, Joe, put something together for your awful marriage. Yeah, at least maybe the War of the Roses theme.
Yeah, right.
The song only has one lyric. No. Joanne!
Well, I'm sure there's a second verse, but we'd have to ask her for it.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to get... But the music's going to get a lot better because we're going to mediation in a couple of weeks again.
Oh,
poor guy.
Boy.
You know, but
not you, the mediator.
Yeah, I know. But I notice, like, in my office, because I'm constantly running from one thing to another, I just put things in a pile, and there's a pile. I can hardly walk around in my office because I've got all this stuff from the play, from this show.
I do that with paperwork.
You know,
yeah. It just goes into a bag. Pip, when I moved from one of my places, Pip saw how bad I was with that because I had bags
of
paperwork.
Yeah,
I have that too on my desk. I have my comedy stuff on the side. I got bills and stuff on the side. My laptop is barely to be able to fit there. I'm doing the show prep last night for the segment, and I'm putting stuff on top because I had to watch the video, and the stuff is sliding back because it's on top of stuff on top of stuff. I go, there's a problem here, and it's me.
been telling you that for years.
Yeah.
Well, you're like in a bad zone here because you're like, you have to live there, but you're going to move. So why organize it now when you're just going to have to move it someplace else?
Yeah, but
else?
Now's the part where you start throwing stuff out.
Yeah.
I know. And that's the part I got to get now.
I mean, besides Joanne.
It's like I'm trying to get, like I said, we need to sleep in separate beds. And the problem is that in her guest room, her room, or other room, she refuses to clean it and let her or I go in there. The other room is my music room, and I've got a Korg M50. It's an 88-key piano. It looks like an aircraft carrier, and it's jutting over the other bed, and I can't go in there. And I'm like, well, I don't.
I should have put one of those at the top of the stairs.
No. What you do is that's where your feet go, and your head goes to the other end.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe
you're talking to an expert. You guys should probably exchange notes after the
show. That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, she's a genius.
Yeah. You know, believe me.
Yeah, I do.
I know how to move around when there's clutter.
The only problem is that with my head facing out towards the door, it's easier for Joanne to bludgeon.
That's true. Well, then
I'm saying no downside.
Then you need to get one of those garbage can lids that you were.
Can you borrow yours?
I just beat me. That was a foot race, wasn't it?
Huddle, huddle, ho! I beat foot to the race.
You sleep with that like a hat.
Yeah.
Like he's not sleeping in body armor now.
I'm sure he is.
Maybe he should come to your house and help decorate a body cast to save his stupid ass.
The only guy I know with Kevlar jammies.
Oh well,
nobody's getting in there.
My friend Lenore goes, I wouldn't sleep in the same bed with her. You're going to wake up with a scorpion on your chest.
Yeah.
I disagree. It's a slow death. I don't really think that's Joanne's style.
No, I think it would be Fast and Furious.
Yeah. It's going to be quick.
Death by canned ham.
Yeah, when you said bludgeoned in the head,
death by canned ham. That would allude that she cooks. Yeah.
No.
It's still
the can.
That's true.
Yeah.
That'll allude that she's willing to open something up that can't be microwaved.
We never said opened up.
Not opened.
Right. It's still in the can.
She's going to open it up on your head.
Okay.
Stupid. I mean, it's in the can. It's what she has in bed because that's where can things go. Yeah. And your head is there. Yeah. No, Pip was absolutely right.
I'm not stupid. I'm a little slow.
Semantics. Anyway. But speaking of people that are stupid and slow.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm not. You guys just happen to be here. when
that's the thing. We just happen to be. It's not like David's Den, you know what I mean? It's just with people that happen to be here.
You guys show up, I do a show. Matt is not.
Yeah, just show up at 6:30. The mics are on. Sit down and take a ride.
Exactly. Well, because the way I was furious today on Facebook, I don't know, some of you might have caught, and when I was talking about lazy, stupid people,
I
almost put, no, I don't mean Joe and Pip, because I didn't want you guys to think I was angry at you guys, and I didn't want, but I didn't think, I'm like,
because we're none of the kind.
What?
We're none of the kind.
No, we would have gotten furious emails if you were talking about us.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
And
I just thought, I saw that briefly today. And I'm like, all right, what meme did he see?
No, it goes beyond memes, but it ties into memes.
Okay.
You hate memes. It kills me how much you hate
memes. No, I don't hate all memes.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
The ones you post suck, but...
The ones that anybody posts, you have a disdain for.
Well, they're not creative.
You should put your own meme up and show how a meme should
be done. I did once.
Right.
I did with Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was very good. The meme was, the meme was very smart. Yeah, nothing.
It's
nothing.
Like, it's like when my father would cook dinner, you know? I mean, he would complain nobody could cook, then he'd make this monstrosity and then bitch that nobody knows what they'd like to eat.
Everybody
knows what they're missing.
It was more or less that. I mean, I thought it was really good, but it wasn't, I guess.
The masses didn't come liking away.
No. Not in this case. I found a meme generator page.
It's coming out.
I had to find like an image that I wanted to use. Ugh, it's too much work.
You know, this is like when you find somebody that hates something, and then you get the backstory, and you find out why the hate was there.
Yeah, every Republican who comes out against homosexuals.
No.
We find out that they had.
Yeah, there's foot tapping galore.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
But that I dalliance once, and I'm like, I don't like this at all.
Foot tapping galore.
Very old reference.
Oh, but funny.
It was. But anyway, so I am tired. I don't know if I've talked about this on the show before, but I know Pip and I have talked about people who do this before. They will post stories, inflammatory stories, whether it be anti-Obama, back in the day maybe anti-Bush, anti-Muslim, anti-this, anti-that. They post these stories that they find on these websites as fact, and then people rally around when a brief search will show, no, no, this is completely a hoax, and this is why it's a hoax, and this is a hoax, and just a little Google search would have proved that this was a hoax.
Yep.
That pisses me off to no end. Not as much as what I'm going to say afterwards, but I want to get your take on that. Because that's one of my bitches about memes, mm-hmm. you know, Joe. Is, you know, people post this shit to rabble rouse and get everybody all fired up, and it's completely erroneous.
Well, sometimes when you know, basically maybe you have more time than a normal person does.
I put it in Google. I went, oh, here we go. I put it in Google, and you know, there's this awesome little website. It's called Snopes.com.
Yes.
They have everything.
Yeah,
like all
everything.
The stuff. Like if it sounds so outrageous, if it get, and it's like, well, the lefty liberal news or the conservatorium or wehatemuslims.com or Christians for Just Us. If it's on one of those sites, if it's and it has little donate here, and you, if it has a general,
well, you have to look at it and see how far fetched it is and see where, you know, how it is.
I will give
all
you the
Muslims,
story.
All Muslims must go. No, that's not the case.
I will give you the story.
Yeah, please. All right, that's fine.
The story that today sparked this was somebody posted that Muslims were demanding that crosses be removed in a Catholic university because they were offensive.
Oh, my God.
So immediately people are like, Sharia law, they're going to dominate the world. And me, when I saw this, go, I would have heard about this if this was for reals. You know,
yeah.
So I Googled. You know, Muslims demand removal of crosses, and sure enough, Snopes and others—it's a hoax from 2011. Even the Blaze, which is a Glenn Beck's organization, called the BS. The Blaze is calling it BS, but no, no, people are doubling down on this
because people use Facebook. People use Facebook as recreation. They're going to see something and immediately. It's just self gratification where they're just going to take it and they're going to post it. And whatever.
No, but there's more to it than that, Joe. Because it reinforces their previously held beliefs or agenda, whatever that is. Let's say I hated W, and at one point I did, and I don't really remember.
You shouldn't hate letters that much.
Well, I'm not a big fan.
But why?
I call Ilyanka. I won't even say Willy or Wonka.
You should see when that's the letter of the day on Sesame Street. He goes completely
berserk. He'd
probably go berserk.
Bullshit more than a meme.
Yeah. No, he ruined everything.
He got in a big Facebook fight with Big Bird.
Yeah. I'm not cooperating. If we're sponsored by W, I won't.
Called him a big yellow. Called him a big yellow motherfucker.
Well, now that they're going to HBO, I can.
That's hilarious.
But no, it'd be like, you know, I'm sure it happened in the day. I wasn't really that active on Facebook in the time because I got on Facebook like 08, 09, mm-hmm. and that was really at the end of W's thing. But I'm sure people on the far left were posting things about W that weren't true.
Yeah.
I know they do it about Obama all the time.
Yeah.
Now I see it with Muslims and everything. And they do it to reinforce their own beliefs and to fire everybody up. And what it reminds me of, the propaganda, the bullshit, is 1930s Germany, when the Nazis would post all this propaganda against Jews, and they made Jews the scapegoats.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really easy for people to rally around this and blame somebody else for all of our problems and all our inadequacies. Like some want to blame everything in this country on illegal immigrants. Like it's that. Like it's fun to have a boogeyman. But my point is, you're causing problems if you're not doing research.
Yeah.
So I went at this person who actually I gave Pip. I gave him your book to read.
And
he scams scammers.
Yeah.
I gave him your book to read. We actually had promoted his book at one point on this show.
Right.
So I go.
We won't be a guest no more, I guess.
No, fuck him. I'll get there. But I go, wait a minute. I go, this is a hoax. I go, this is not true. And I put the Snopes thing. I go, you can look. If you guys have seen me go arguing with people on Facebook, I'm very professional and polite. I don't call name calls.
No.
You see me go toe-to-toe with your pal, Joe Cumia.
Yeah, Joe also wrote something back to you that he wrote you over the weekend that he's your favorite.
Yeah, I saw that.
He goes, he never got back to me. I don't know if he's
no,
pissed.
No, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. That's fine.
I put LOL, thank you, I think.
maybe you wrote that before because I saw Joe came to the show, the late show on Saturday. And he mentioned
whenever he posted it.
He goes, "I never heard about." Maybe you posted it while
no,
he
I
was
don't get pissed at him. I don't. I care less.
No,
no, but Joe. But ever since I went on the show on Joe Kumi's show, Joe knows I got facts, and he knows he can't just paint. Not Joe Curry. Joe Kumi knows he can't just paint me as one of his favorite libtards, as he likes to say, and everything. Yeah. But that's not. But you know. But you see me. You know, get hotted with Joe Kumia or heated with Joe Kumi or Joey Pies and everything. And I always stick to the facts and everything. And I always keep it professional. I never name call or antagonize. I don't get pissed.
I got it. Yeah. And that's and that's the rules of engagement. I mean, I had a big debate with Ward. I love doing that. It's fun. I have a big but it was cordial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also there was one guy. I got in a debate with. His name was Christian, and
I was gonna be stupid. Go on.
But his name was.
No, I was going to say something stupid, but I'm not going to.
Wow, what today? Mark the calendar.
I know.
So his name was Christian, and I called him Christy by accident.
And he goes,
"Oh, so you're going to be that way?" And I profusely apologized. I go, "That was me." I go, "I didn't have my glasses on." I go, "I don't do things that way. Please fully accept my apology." I was very sincere. And he, you know,
of course, your other animals jumped on and started with the name calling and everything, but you didn't.
Dennis is when I'm debating somebody. My buddy Dennis is the worst.
Yo, you got a bunch of degenerate animals on your Facebook page.
I love Dennis. He's one of my good friends.
Keep on taking to Billy Joel. Why not?
But no, he's a really good dude.
There's more concerts you want to go to.
When I'm like in a debate and I'm looking up facts and I'm trying to fight facts with facts and discuss, he'll jump in. Your mother's, you know.
It's like, that's not helping anything.
Dennis, come on. You're killing me here.
So I said, this isn't true. He goes, yeah. So it basically devolves. He's like, when are you going to admit that millions of Muslims are trying to take over the world and, you know, all these horrible things, you know, they're killing us. I go, well, then stick to facts. If they're doing these things, you can stick to instances of radical Muslims doing this. You don't got to post BS.
Yeah.
There's no reason to do that,
right.
which I think is a reasonable request.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just... You know what? If you're going by your gut instinct or your fear, you know, then if somebody has facts, irrefutable facts, listen to it for a second. Let it get, you know, let it go in before you say no, no, no. Muslims have died. No, you know. I mean, like, calm yourself.
Well, actually, Muslims did die in the Twin Towers.
Absolutely.
They
did.
So me and I was presenting him with facts. Like, you know, this is wrong. And he wouldn't. He wouldn't address that.
Right.
He wouldn't take down the post. I posted something about several months ago. Two police were murdered in New York. Remember the guy came up behind them, assassinated him behind the head. And I posted something like, "Well, why doesn't Reverend Al speak out about this?" Right. I posted that immediately.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
"Wow,
know.
that's very surprising."
Well, you shouldn't be surprised if you follow. I'm actually pretty consistent on how I think about things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be surprised. That's actually really what I would
like do. It sounds like a stance I'd take and then you come after me on.
No, I don't come after you on stuff like that.
Really? All right.
No. You really don't understand how I think at all. But anyway.
Thank God.
You'd be smarter. But anyway.
Not really, no.
Trust me, you would. Anyway, somebody pointed out that actually Sharpton did say something.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Sharpton immediately did say something condemning it.
Oh.
So I took down the post.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the story. There's like, no, it's not the point. He said something. That was the point.
I was wrong, so I'm getting rid of this because now it's stupid.
Whatever I think about Al Sharpton is irrelevant to the context of what I was posting about.
Mm.
I had this exact conversation with somebody today about, I mean, it's a lesser issue, but somebody posted... And it looks like they posted a picture of a Xerox, so I'm like, oh, this has got to be some old crap. And it's about, I won't be drinking Starbucks anymore, because recently some Marines in Iraq wrote to Starbucks because they wanted them to know how much they liked their coffee and requested that they send some of it to the troops. And Starbucks said, tell the Marines thank you for their support of their business, but Starbucks does not support the war nor anyone in it, and that they would not send the troops their brand of coffee. So
that's what corporate America is going to take a big stand. We don't support the troops.
Yeah, right. You know,
we don't want to sell our product anymore.
So now this person is
profits.
So
we don't want to sell our product anymore.
So this person was all... Oh.
And you know what? Furthermore from Starbucks, fuck you, Seattle. That was the next statement.
And we pissed at all your Frappuccinos, so there!
Yeah, we can't believe you paid for this overpriced shit, too. It was amazing what was coming out of corporate headquarters that day.
Amazing. So I said...
You know, till you tailed the joke, I got the first part of it. As I'm I can't believe how much this is coming. They're putting a statement out like that. Yeah. Wait, let's do it.
Yeah, so I was like, this is ridiculous. So I looked up on Snopes.
A wonderful site. Some people argue, well, Snopes isn't real. So do your own research.
Wait.
You do a Google search. Bring a Google search.
Well, here's the thing. So Snopes says, this came out around 2006, and Starbucks has refuted it. It's not true. So I say, I post it, the link, say, sorry, most people go to Snopes before they post this kind of stuff.
No, that's where you're wrong.
No,
most people just post bullshit.
I know. But I was trying to say kindly to my friend.
Your friend's
people,
an idiot.
Yes. Most people go to Snopes before they post this kind of stuff. And because
well,
a lot
according
of things
to Joe, people
to
don't have
be
time
true.
For that link.
So
because people actually don't. People work during the day.
Then stop posting shit.
No, it's a form of entertainment.
The next thing somebody posted was, well, Snopes is not reliable either. And the poster came back with, oh, well, we can't win them all. Still won't buy their coffee. Way overpriced.
That's not the argument.
Not the point. You don't want to pay their prices, you don't like their coffee.
Well, make a post. I don't like your coffee.
Say
but
like your
but
coffee,
that's the thing where I made that comment over Hillary Clinton, and the guy is telling me I'm fat shaming his daughter. It had absolutely
nothing
to do with it. And if I thought, and I wrote the blog, I'm just going to repeat it one more time. If at any time I thought I was fat shaming people, I wouldn't have posted anything.
Well, if you thought you were fat-shaming them, then you wouldn't care if you were fat-shaming them. If you did it on purpose, going,
right,
I'm going to fat-shamer, you wouldn't care.
But I wouldn't do that.
It's extrapolating so wildly to say anybody who says something about Hillary Clinton and says something about her weight shames
wait
my
minute,
daughter.
We discussed it. I'm not going to get back into it.
But people can't stay on topic.
So I present these facts and everything. I'm like, well, then just stick to the facts. But you're making things worse. That you know, fueling all this hate. It's like, no, you don't understand. They're gonna kill us all. You know, people like again, this fear. Everybody has fear. Whether it's be immigrants, Mexicans picking our lettuce, or all the Muslims in our communities are gonna kill us, and we won't be able to get Slurpees. You know, I went to Exxon, and I can't believe they have the Muslims handling the gas. You know, it takes one match, and they're gonna blow up a city block.
That's what they're all conspiring to do.
Some of them.
You know what?
Some of them.
I'm sure, but you know what? There's some Christians and some Jews that are up to some nefarious shit, too.
Some of
and
them.
I don't trust those Buddhists either. Just sitting there, shirtless.
Yeah, you know what they're
take good care of yourself. You got no abs. I don't care what you say. And you Sikhs, stop looking like the enemy. You're not the enemy, but you're confusing me, and I don't like being confused. Yeah, it's
have
easy to
have respect where you live. Have respect where you come to. Learn the language.
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with that.
Well,
this has to do with posting bullshit and being confronted with bullshit.
You know what's another word for meditation? Those Buddhists?
What?
Plotting. They're sitting there plotting.
Yeah. Nobody can sit that quietly and not plot.
No.
Buddhists aren't going to do anything.
How do you know? Yeah, sure. Until you go into one of those Buddhist temples, the next thing you know, Vishnu's kicking your ass.
You know what? It's building. It's building. It's just really slow.
No, it's not. They got a big, fat, happy God. He don't want
he's mad that you're fat shaming.
Yeah, but all the Muslims are banging all these virgins. You'd think they'd be in a better mood, too. There's no accounting what's going on in those afterlives. You wouldn't think they have the energy. 72 virgins. Who's going to bomb shit? I'm tired.
And the nagging, and whining that I have to
just
listen to.
Yeah, 72 women going, I thought it was going to be better.
You're hurting me. All right, ow, you're hurting me.
You're on my hair.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking, Joe. Settle down.
You're on my
not
hair.
Every Muslim is Ron Jeremy, okay? Actually, that's one of my guys. See, we have one well-hung Jew. He has enough schlong for all of us.
Enough schlong.
Sure,
for all
we
us.
All just take a little bit of his. He's the father of big cock Jews.
That's gonna whittle.
You can look
eventually.
It up. It's in the Haftorah.
Is it?
Yeah, sure it is.
All right, because I can read that.
I could post it online, so therefore it's true.
There. Make up a make meme it a of meme. That.
Yeah, with a Jewish star.
I don't have time to fact check. I'm just doing this for entertainment. And look at how all my friends go, oh, you're so brilliant for finding this.
But people, when people go on Facebook, they just look and they click. They work during the day.
No. If you're looking for those type of things, if you're searching on those type of pages where those type of articles are, you have an agenda.
Are you talking about the person that posts it or the people that clicks like and responds to it?
The person who posts it. The person who posts it.
The person that originally posts it.
Yes. Okay. That person has an agenda.
Yes.
Other people just are too lazy to do research.
No, people are too busy working during the day, raising
their kids.
If
you have enough time to write it's different between liking. I'll say the liking people are too busy. I'll give you that. Or they're just not invested enough, the liking people. But if you have the time to read it and then comment on it, you have time to see if it's true or not. You have more time than just the like people.
If you take the time to comment on it. I type really fast.
Yeah, but it means you've processed it on some level.
Yes.
And you want to make your feelings felt on some level.
Well, say that I see something like, they show a picture of, well, here's something. There were those frat guys from ODU.
ODU? You mean ODB?
No.
That's where you gamble on horses.
You mean Duke?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the false rape trial?
No. I'm talking about the frat guys that had these pictures.
Oh, drop your mom off here. Drop your freshman daughter here.
And hey, drop off.
I saw
mom
you got outraged.
I was like,
I wasn't interested in your outrage.
Yeah, it was disgusting though.
Your outrage? It usually is.
No, my outrage is disgusting. But what they were saying was gross.
Was it true? Was it true?
Yeah, it's true. Okay. But say that I had seen that. Just
well, we should give.
I didn't read.
There's this college that apparently, I guess, some of the fraternity guys held banners out that said, "Drop your freshman daughter off here," and
hey, drop off your mom too. It's like
I gotta tell you, not really offended. College guys drinking in a fraternity, not really expecting the enlightened conversation hanging off their balcony. Gotta be honest with you.
No, but I mean, it's a terrible way to represent
the Greek letters.
The moment these
you're gonna drink from a beer bong after that, Mister.
Yeah, really, it's not exactly the French palate. You know?
Well,
I don't even know what you're going for, but yes, what he said.
Not the French palate.
I don't even know what you meant by that, but okay.
Not sure. But no, you're dropping your kid off at school, and this.
Well, don't drop him there. That's the first.
Yeah,
clue.
I know.
they're giving you fair warning.
I'll drop him there.
Yeah,
you know, if I'm dropping off my daughter there, I'm looking for another dorm.
You know, you deserve it. Yeah.
There's gonna be a meeting. I say thank you for the warning, because if they didn't have the sign, she'd still be with those creeps. But now I know. No. She will not be with those creeps unless she goes over to their dorm.
This is what it said: rowdy and fun. Hope your baby girl is ready for a good time. Freshman daughter drop off. Go ahead and drop off mom.
Maybe
too.
They just want to have cocktails.
Uh huh. Yeah. No, these are animals.
The college kids.
I know, but this is facing the main street where people are driving.
I didn't say they were bright. I didn't say they were making their parents proud.
If you're the dean, they have to take it.
Yeah, but that's an issue for the school. But for Pip to be outraged, really?
No,
we're not talking about the Congress doing this, hanging outside the Capitol building.
Give them time.
if they thought it would help them in the polls, they would.
Yeah, but we're not going to go off on this discussion. There's a bigger issue of like rape culture on campuses, and this is the first thing that they friggin' see when they're dropping their daughter off.
But they're not implying rape.
What?
They're implying consensual activities. You dropped your daughter here.
Yeah.
You saw the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. That, but the thing is, they're saying, yeah, we're gross. We're going to take advantage of your daughter.
Well, I don't really think it's advantage if you leave her there after that.
Yeah. Well, nobody really would.
Well, somebody did.
No.
Otherwise, they would have been, not for nothing. No girls have checked into the dorm. You might want to. But no, but you know what? They're doing that. Was it on their fraternity house?
Yeah.
All right. It's private property. It's not the college property. It's private property. Those are usually owned by the fraternities.
Oh, I don't know.
That makes a big difference. Makes a big difference. They, it's like hanging the Confederate flag, or we talked about the Nazi swastika house and everything. Yeah. You can do what you want on private property. We might not like it. We might think it's abhorrent behavior. You could do what you want. You want to advertise yourself as an asshole, feel free. I do it every week here.
Well, you know what? They weren't all that proud of themselves, though, because then they took it down and they hid the evidence of them having put it up.
Yeah, I'm sure they got some shit from it.
Yeah, they sure did. Yeah.
Well, again, shows you their vision. We didn't see that coming at all. We thought everybody was going to rally around us. What? Nobody could take a joke. Yeah, they knew they effed up. But I would be more outraged if it was on college property. If it's at the dorm, then seeing a fraternity house, go, you don't hang out with them. You don't party there.
Yeah, you don't go there. Yeah, but
they're a bunch of filthy animals.
Yeah, and you can tell when you walk by, it's all right. They're assholes.
Yeah.
Stay out.
I don't think you're going to meet the man of your dreams in that house.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, you could make it a teachable moment. It's still a disgusting.
You know what?
Thing
it's like
with.
It's like when you're about to go down on a man with herpes. You go, thank you. Now I know. I don't want to finish this act. You've been warned. And if you proceed to go down, despite said herpes, you get what you asked for.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but
argue with that logic. You can't argue with herpy logic.
I never try to argue with herpy logic. It's just, it's too convoluted.
No, it's perfectly good.
No,
you've been warned.
It is cut and dry. And
listen,
spotty.
If you're walking in New York City, and there's a dark alley, and a guy has his junk out, and he's pounding it. And you go down that dark alley, you kind of deserve it. Go down another.
You deserve to get splooge on your shoe.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You're going to have a story. Unless it's
you're
you.
You're going to have a story.
Unless it's you and you're thinking, well, this will make some good radio. I'm going to walk down.
No, but it's not a dark alley. You're walking down the main street. You're driving down the main street of the campus. The main street, and you're being assaulted by this disgustingness.
It's not assault.
Visually.
It's not assault.
They're not showing videos of gangbangs on a big projector on their front lawn. It's not movie night at the frat house.
You're being offended by this.
No, you're being offended by it.
Yes, and so were most of the people. That's why they had to rip it down.
Well, yeah, but you got to take it into the context of who's
context.
Hanging it.
Context.
You know, a bunch of frat assholes are hanging it.
Pretend you're a dad, Joe.
Yeah.
You're driving your daughter to school.
Why do we have to pretend I am a dad?
No, I'm talking to Joe at the moment.
All right, I'll bow out, Joe. Handle this.
Or Davin, you
have
a daughter.
No, Joe will pretend he has a daughter.
Yeah, and you're driving her. She's leaving school she's leaving home for the first time.
Yeah.
You're dropping her off someplace to live. And now you see these guys going, yeah, we're going to fuck your little girl.
No, they didn't say that.
No.
And they also said mom.
It's implied. And your wife.
Well, see.
And your wife.
Don't be ageist.
But I mean,
the wife, they flat out don't care. I kind of like those guys.
Here's the thing: it's different for Joe in this scenario.
Okay,
and if you want to answer this, I'll stop and let you. But I was going to answer.
I would say that it's a teaching moment. This is what you got to watch out for. Stay the hell away from there. And if I see that any of these guys are trying to assault you, I'll come up and kill the one that is.
And you won't be there, Dad.
Well, then then you want to know something? I would have had, I don't have kids, however, I would have told them at one time, I can't be everywhere. You need to use common sense when I'm not around.
This is why we paid for the lessons at Family Martial Arts in Goshen, New York.
Right.
Yes.
And this is why you're going to stay away from there and you're going to keep away from them. They did you a service. They hung a sign out as to what they're all about. You don't have to find out the hard way. They just did you a favor.
<Hard way.
laughs> Really?
Yeah, it was funny. Because he didn't mean it. But you know what? In that
scenario, try to make a point.
I know.
I know.
I turn into Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All right. But
you, welcome to a moment in my shoes. I can't get a freaking sentence out of this. Because
your sentences suck. No. If you're a parent dropping off your daughter or mother, as the signs indicate you can.
Right.
Or a wife or anybody, pretty much.
It's
really a service they're providing.
If you're the nerve to drive around with your young, voluptuous daughter and your MILF, you know what? You deserve it. You asked for it, driving.
Sure. You know what it's like? It's like the mechanic when you leave the keys off when your car's broken down. You don't have to leave them in the door, but you can. But if I'm going to said school to drop off my daughter, I will be very concerned.
Thank you.
But if I'm you wasting time on somebody's corporate dollar, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Wasting time on somebody's corporate dollar.
Well, I'm assuming you were doing this at work.
Lunchtime.
Okay, fine. But what I'm saying is, like, as somebody who's an outside, like, and I saw the thing.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm not invested in this at all.
See, this I took it personally because this actually happened to me.
Oh, that's different. Well, then you have to wait. Well, that's the story you should have told.
You hung out your own sign?
Fraternity boys, come here.
No, my
Bring your father's too.
No,
and your funnels.
My father and I were walking through campus in Rutgers while I was college shopping, and
they were shopping too.
Yeah, they were. They were. My father is next to me. We're walking past, and these animals are screaming things at me. They're disgusting. My dad looked at me and goes, "You're not going here."
But yeah, but see, that's just it. They did you a service by being assholes.
Yes,
they did you a service. It's disrespectful. So, but you learn.
But what if that happened at every school I went to? I don't go to college because this.
In retrospect, considering the jobs you've held, it might have been the better move.
You have to put on some steel panties and go somewhere.
Yeah
but it's not okay. It's not okay to scream shit.
But it's different if it's happened. But the difference in the story is your story happened on campus.
Yeah.
This story did not.
But no, it was on campus.
No, it was not on campus. I just asked you, was it on the campus or was it fraternity houses? And it looked like they were fraternity houses off campus.
They said it was the main street.
That's different. That's
well,
different.
Main street is, I got to side with it. The main street is not, you know, it's not.
I don't know.
It's a college town.
Yeah, but I don't know the.
Well, you need to know. That's the nuance, my girl. That's the difference. It's much more offensive if that type of behavior is happening on campus.
Let me bring up a point. She said she was looking
nice.
At this. Let me. She's looking at it at work. This is when people usually look at this stuff when during lunch, where they're taking a break. You know, they just work like animals all morning long. 15 phone calls, a boss to busting their balls, and they just want to chill out. They're gonna see something. They're gonna comment on it without sitting there and trying to solve
difference
the ills
is,
of the world.
Difference is. I'm assuming Pip did this on a mainstream media site, whatever it be. But
Facebook.
Fox, what?
Facebook.
No, I'm saying you saw the article.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be Fox News, HuffPo, MSN, whatever it is, MSN. I'm assuming it was from a mainstream site.
Yeah.
So you give it a certain amount of more gravitas
right.
than you will from these sites with agendas.
Yeah.
So I fault her a little less for not doing the research because she got it from a mainstream site. So you assume...
I read the article.
Right, no, but you assume rightly or wrongly that it was properly vetted.
Yes.
So I'll give somebody like that more of a pass. Then my point is, these people go to sites with these agendas, and then they post the stuff like it's true. That's my point. That's my point. And then when confronted with facts, guess what he did? Well, you know, you read my Facebook. Did you see my Facebook?
No.
He was confronted with facts, Joe. And how silly his argument was that he went from a false story, which he's like, false or not false, it doesn't matter. That was pretty much what he said, to millions of Muslims want to take over the world and kill us all. That's where he went to. And he blocked me. Which means that nobody can see the argument that was being had
right.
on his thing. I can no longer respond. I was actually typing as he blocked me. I was going to, well, do you know any Muslims? Have you ever met, are there Muslims in your neighborhood? Are they all?
Who are the Muslims in your neighborhood?
In your neighborhood.
They're in your neighborhood.
Tick, tick, tick. There's a
That's
wrong. Oh, HBO, Sesame Street.
This is what an asshole he is. Well, not every Muslim is that. So in his little song, he has to throw a bomb in there. You would figure if he's on his high horse about something.
I'm not on my high horse.
You are, but you put it in the song.
No, I'm not. All right, let me ask you. Is being on my high horse expecting people to, if they're going to post stuff, acknowledge facts? Is that a high horse? Is that where we are?
But you made the assumption that people, that, you know, there was that assumption that Muslims always have bombs and they're going to do that.
Oh, just goofing around.
But still, nonetheless, you made that assumption.
No, I didn't make the assumption.
So what's tick, 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 boom, boom, boom in your little song you sang there?
It's called satire, stupid.
Okay.
I'm not passing it off as fact. That's the difference, stupid. I'm not going. No. I read it on ChristiansUnited.com.
But satire is nothing if nobody recognizes it. You know what I'm saying?
Pip understood exactly what it is. Just because you're a maroon, I don't pander to the lowest common denominator. And apparently, denominator.
I've seen the act.
No, you know I actually don't. But no, I mean, it was pretty obvious.
I knew you were done.
I don't know. If you can't understand that, then talk about ketchup for another 20 minutes and we'll call it a night.
But what I'm saying is that you made that illusion.
I'll goof on shit. You should know this. There's a difference between goofing on stuff, and God knows I'm going to have to explain this to sponsors.
But let's say if you were sitting in front of Muslims and you said, what if they felt offended?
I do!
And if they were offended, what would you have said to them?
I'd say it's a fucking joke, stupid.
To them, is it a joke?
Yes! And if they, look, I joke about Jews being cheap and hurtle off into train cars. I say terrible things. Either you get it or you don't. That I'm very. That's what you don't get about me. I'm very consistent.
No, we get it.
No, you don't.
Well, if you're doing something and you're doing it, it's like so ridiculous. Like, I started singing, you know, who are the Muslims in your neighborhood, like a little children's rhyme, and then I started making it ominous.
Yeah.
I mean,
only Joe is offended by that.
I'm just, but the thing about it is that you made
converted?
The comment that, you know, all the Muslims are going to kill us, but yet.
I didn't make the comment.
But the thing is, in a satirical song, you mentioned it.
Yeah, because I'm playing to stupid people. Not the people listening, but people that think that way.
Yeah.
That's what the song's about. That when she turned it evil, that's what she was going. I have to explain how jokes work to you now? Oh, is that where we are with this show? I thought I could at least rely on you to understand basic comedy.
I understand basic
comedy. I don't think you do.
I understand basic comedy. And
it's now come down
just
to me.
Made, a joke is made on a perception that other people would understand. And basically, if a joke is made on a perception of a group that people would understand, and that's what it makes it funny. And there's an assumption that all Muslims have bombs and stuff like that and want to try to kill us. That's kind of essentially what you were getting at with the argument that you had with the guy. So you need to, if you're going to point something out, you need to be conscious of it as well.
No. There's a difference between taking something that's completely erroneous as fact and standing by and presenting it as fact and taking something that's erroneous but people think and goofing on it. That's satire.
And making it bigger and silly
yes.
and ridiculous.
Yes, it was a completely. I can't believe.
But at the expense. But at the expense that all Muslims are associated with.
I never said all Muslims. I never said all Muslims.
But the Muslim neighborhood is associated with bombs.
Hashtag
you
not
just
all
sang,
Muslims.
You just sang a song about the Muslim neighborhood, and you made a statement. You made in your song that there was an assumption that there was a bomb in the Muslim neighborhood.
You heard more lyrics than I did.
Yeah, I know. I've said that.
What you said? Tick tick tick. Didn't
yeah.
you say,
yeah, to make it to make it ridiculous.
Yes. To make it ridiculous.
Yes, but to make it ridiculous.
But you made it about the tick, tick, tick is an assumption of a bomb. And a bomb and a Muslim neighborhood, you associated the bomb with a Muslim neighborhood.
No, everybody knows the Muslims don't blow up their own neighborhood.
But
stupid,
no,
they go
no,
to the
no.
Jews,
did
Jewish
you,
neighborhoods.
Did you or,
don't you understand?
Did you or did you not make an assumption that a Muslim this Muslim neighborhood you sang about could have a bomb in it?
No, I assume nothing. We sang a silly song.
No. A silly song is like a silly meme.
No,
where
but,
there
but,
is a... There is a
But I started it because we were singing a silly song, Who Are the Muslims in Your Neighborhood? Because it reminded me of the song and mm-hmm. and it fit.
Right.
But then I started making it ominous, like to make it like what the like people
like,
were supposing. Like,
yes.
Oh, is first there were happy little Muslims and then I changed it into what this guy is talking about. There are Muslims in your neighborhood.
This is the song that they believe is true.
Right.
Not that I believe is true or she believes is true. We're
this
mocking
is what they're
them.
Scared of.
We're mocking with a Sesame Street song, stupid.
Sesame Street.
I'm explaining comedy to Joe. Some would argue I should have done this years ago.
I don't know what to say.
I Joe, really. I mean, this is basic satire right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't think that he was like doing what the guy said. We're making fun
the
of
the guy.
The guy
really
said.
Believed all Muslims are going
to
get him. I have experience with Muslims who go, no, they're not all going to get you. Just 96.3%.
It's like, yeah, there's a radical version of Muslim that is fanatical, and they do believe in
there's
jihad.
There's a radical version of everything.
Right. But there was in the most point, Islam is supposed to be a very peaceful.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but Christianity is supposed to be peaceful.
Listen, to the Jews, I'll call out my own people. There's radicals in Israel, settlements. They broke into Palestinian homes and they wrote horrible things. They might have raped a daughter or something. They did horrible stuff.
Yeah.
It was about a month or two ago.
I don't remember reading that.
Yeah,
no,
it was about a month or two ago. And I believe the prime minister of Israel came out against this and everything.
Right.
But there's this hardcore radical settlement faction of Israelis.
Sure.
That are complete assholes.
Sure.
There's radical Muslims that are complete assholes. There's
radical
Christians
that
are complete
assholes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what it is. I don't...
And there are radicals that are just complete assholes outside of religion.
Yes, absolutely.
Timothy McVeigh wasn't particularly wrapped up in any religious ideology, but he believed that the government was evil, and so he did it. He's not a Muslim. He blew the face off of a federal building.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it doesn't have to be one group or another. There are nut jobs, because that's what I think all radicalism is. There are nut jobs in every...
But people
every
that
part of
don't want to think for themselves, they get swept up
They're free.
In propaganda, which was Nazi Germany. It happened in the United States in this country. People don't want to remember it, but we did it to all of our Japanese citizens.
We sure did.
We had internment camps. I would love to think that won't happen now, but you listen to some people, and it might. You know, not the Japanese.
Yeah, but no, it'll be the new scapegoat. Yeah. It'll be whatever people are afraid of. They'll round them up
and
put them in a camp.
What steals me in this wave of fanaticalism, whenever it is, is I can look back at the 1940s, and I know there were people that risked their lives to hide Jews and save Jews and everything. Those are the people that didn't believe the propaganda.
Right.
That stemmed the wave of hatred and everything.
Well, they just saw the humanity in everybody, whether they agreed with them or not.
And that's where I try to align myself.
Yeah.
And I think if you do that, you usually wind up on the right side of history.
Yeah, yeah. You just you realize this is not an evil person. I mean, the person
there are evil people.
The person coming at you with a knife is not going to get all of my sympathy and tea.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like I'm not going to sit down and was that doily nice for you? No. I'm going to fuck them up as well as I can, or I'm going to die at their hands. But the thing is that if you look at any other person, I might not agree with you, but I'm not going to allow other people to persecute you just because of some. One big generalization they have about you and all your people. That's ridiculous.
And we see more and more of that.
We do.
And I am just going to go more and more. And it's not just the religious things. It's, I see that the whole birther thing was complete BS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with Obama?
Yeah.
That was getting kind of crazy.
And even after Obama came out with the birth certificate and everything, Trump said, and he's never answered to this, I have a special committee that's doing research, they're going to Hawaii, this, that, the other thing. He doubled down on it. I even posted this on Facebook. How come nobody in these debates, nobody's ever asked, hey, what about that birther thing you were investigating?
You know what? OJ's still looking for the real killer.
Yeah,
come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
But he's where he belongs.
Yeah, I know.
Because they stole his sports memorabilia.
Right. Yes. But that's what it took.
But people say this stuff, and it's just allowed to sit there. And nobody
goes back and says, here's some real highfalutin bullshit that happened. Did anybody go back and check on it?
Nobody does.
Nope.
Maybe you got more time than other people to look.
But you know what? If you don't have the time to make sure that if you're going to say something, first of all, if Donald Trump's going to put himself out there in front of the press, he should make damn well sure he knows what the hell he's talking about. Mm. He's got a much bigger audience than I do.
Yeah.
But if you have the time to read propaganda from propaganda websites, then you should have the time to do the research.
No, not so much if you have the time to read it. If you have the time to read it and then disseminate it blindly.
Well, they don't disseminate it.
No, you are. Every time that you're posting it on Facebook, you're disseminating it.
Maybe I don't understand what disseminating means.
Just sharing it.
That's not what I thought disseminating was.
Yeah. If you're saying, oh, my God, the cardinal birds are full of a bird flu, and
it'll
turn you into zombies. So every time you see a red bird.
Joe, have you been hanging out with cardinals?
Every time you see a red bird, shoot it. Well, you know what? I just said that blindly. I just made that shit up. But what if somebody who's always been afraid of birds goes, I knew it. I'm going to get my gun. I'm going to blow up red birds every time I see one. And then all of a sudden you see these memes on all over Facebook, and you see stories coming out, and you see, redbirdsuck.com, and everybody, yeah, hashtag kill the cardinals.
You know
what I mean?
Your example is absurd, but it's just as absurd as all this stuff.
It's just as absurd as some things that do come out.
I'll give you an example of something that wasn't political, or something where I went with something and I was totally wrong. I got called on it.
Oh.
We're at the compound. We were filming this thing for Ann's show.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much all of us were there. And we had some downtime, so I'm on there. And you remember those two kids that went on the little fishing boat and got lost at sea?
In Florida. A couple weeks ago.
I saw there was something on Facebook that said the kids were rescued and he clung to the luggage and stuff like that. And they were saved and they were rescued.
I wish that was true.
And I looked at
luggage
it.
Luggage on a fishing boat?
Well, not luggage. I mean, a life jacket. Oh. Cling to life jackets and
something,
such.
Something
and,
floatable.
And he wound up paddling. He knew how to
beat. I didn't even see that.
They were eating raw fish. They ate raw fish and they survived and they got picked up by the Coast Guard. So my buddy Fred, hey, we were talking about the kids. I go, no, they got rescued and stuff like that, And I think somebody put out a tweet, or maybe I tweeted it, that they got rescued. Well, they weren't, and they were far from it. I got called out on Twitter. Where did you get that information? And I go, I guess I was bamboozled because I looked at it and I took it as the truth.
That's some creepy shit that somebody would put that out there.
They put it out there because they want to see how many rubes are there.
Now I got, and the thing about
the mainstream media gets fooled all the time.
Oh, they do.
I mean, we've seen CNN do that with live reporting. Get fooled.
they named the plane pilots at that crash in San Francisco. We too low. Something Wong.
I forgot about yeah. that.
We too low.
That has got to be the damnest funniest thing.
What was something Wong?
Oh, because the plot because no. they brought the plane in and it was too low. They didn't bring the approach right, and the plane crashed as they named it. Something Wong.
That was
we
real.
Too long.
And they repeated it.
I remember there was like a couple of fatalities on that one, including somebody got killed. A girl got killed on the ground because she got run over by an ambulance that was trying to rescue them.
Oh my
yes,
god!
Yes, that was actually
okay. Yeah,
yeah,
forgot
yeah,
about
right,
that.
Yeah.
But
they repeated it. Oh god, I'm sorry. That's
because they're not doing their fact checking.
Right now, no. on that one story, I was easy there. I was kicking myself because usually when I do see something like that, I will then go to a second story, or I go on to see, you know, CNN or something like that.
And you're like, really? Did that happen?
But
yeah.
Like I said, sometimes when you're just relaxing, because Facebook is an entertainment medium.
Yeah.
And my thing, the reason it happened with me, and I'm not making an excuse, I'm telling you how I broke the window with the ball, is that I was just kicking back and I looked, oh, great, yeah, check that out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not in, I have to make sure
but
this
again,
is official.
Here's the difference. You were wrong, but you weren't pushing an agenda.
Right.
Yeah.
And you also, when confronted with it, you didn't double down and go, no, no.
They're
you,
alive. I'll. Sh-
oh, no,
I
got
I
called that on Twitter. I said, yeah, I guess
no,
I got bamboozled.
But that's the difference in what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
First of all, the story I'm talking about had a clear agenda. And when confronted with their erroneous story, doubled down and blew it up even more into more nonsense. Then blocked me, and I guess maybe somebody else was calling them out too. I don't know. I don't know if that person got blocked because you look like an asshole.
It's like
you're a baby, and this is a person that's in these anti-scamming communities,
right?
And you know, this person scammer. So you'd think they're a little bit more on the ball, not to believe everything on the internet.
Yeah, but you got to understand something with us, okay? We've been conditioned when we post stuff. Since we've been doing this show, and I've been guilty of it too, you know, and I'm conditioned to take a look more and do the research. Okay, but that's us. That's the way we do it. We're based on checking the facts and making sure we're accurate. Okay, and if I'm in a debate with somebody, I'll go back and double check facts and stuff like that, counter it, you know,
so
concede
to
it.
But then if you're fact checked, take down the, say, okay, my bad, take down the article.
But there's not a lot of, but this is what we do. A lot of people don't do what we do.
But then be an adult. When confronted with the facts and go, okay, my bad, thanks for pointing that out, I'm going to delete this. That's what an adult does.
Well, yeah. I think that's his whole point.
I'll give an example. With the
my point.
Yes, that's your whole point,
with
is that people don't do it. They should.
Right, they double down and they feed into other assholes believe what they're saying.
Yeah, and you without going into much detail, because the blog is going to be posted this week, my blog, I
should
kind
have
of,
tomorrow.
Yeah, you will, not a problem. But I'm kind of, you know, I'm going back and forth of things that you were saying in your blog from last week. Now, you made a comment.
We're having a debate, and I'm not even part of it.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you are.
That's the way Joe likes it.
But you made a statement that was true, and
Once in a while.
I did the research on it, and it was true, and then I conceded to it.
What was this?
You'll see tomorrow.
Okay.
You'll see
my whole point was, and my blog is up there now, and you can see Joe's response, because we were arguing about Trump, and I just said, Joe, why? I'm surprised you're blindly supporting him.
And
you said, well, because he makes me feel good. And that's where my blog took off.
And then I'm giving more in-depth reasons to it. But there was a point that you made that was absolutely true, and then I explained the fact with what was going on with the fact and how he should handle it.
Okay.
You know, so on that, I'm not going to say, you'll see more about it tomorrow. I just want to.
Am I going to be pissed? There's a long break. I guess I know the answer.
No, because I didn't blindly say things. You know?
That's good.
But what I'm saying is this. I went and I double-checked. I go, well, I don't think that's true. It's got. And then I went and looked at the fan and reviewed some things, and I went back to the statement.
What was that, about the illegal workers?
Yes, that was. And
right.
Then I went back and I made statements on that. I called him on it. And made things that, you know.
Well, I mean, with Donald Trump, that's what I'm saying. The accountability. Where's the accountability? Yeah. Because people, that's what I'm saying. You're going to put yourself in that position. Forget about what we're talking about on Facebook.
Yeah.
But you're going to put yourself as somebody who's going to fix everything without answers. But then we have your history. Where's the accountability? Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to handle it. His way of handling is, well, that person hates me, and then he get a Twitter feud with them. I mean, we were talking that before the show. He went at Megyn Kelly again. I mean, if this guy's president, he's going to be arguing with Putin, not face-to-face. He's going to have a Twitter feud with him. What is he, a 15-year-old girl? Well, and Putin's boobs are particularly saggy. Are they? Who cares?
Well, no, that's if he wrong. Wouldn't ride around shirtless all
the time. Putin is a prick, but he keeps himself in shape.
You think Donald's going to concede that?
I'll have to give you that one. Yeah, no. Putin
is in shape.
The last
time I saw Donald Trump on a topless on a horse, yeah. He didn't look quite as good.
No, matter of fact, Putin loves running around without his shirt on.
He sure does.
He's a hunk.
My whole thing about Donald Trump is it's unrealistic and he's got no answers and nobody's holding him to anything. No. That's my whole point. You know, like I posted on Facebook last week. Why did nobody in the debate, and we just talked about it, go, you know, Don, how's that whole birther thing working out? Can you report to nobody called him on that. If you're Jeb Bush and you're getting your ass kicked left and right and you're being held to what your stupid brother did and everything, why aren't you saying, well, we know what happens when you take an initiative, Donnie. Why don't you fill us in on that? Do the death blow. Finish him.
Why won't they do that?
Well, he's Teflon, Don. He'd probably shake it off and be fine. But take the shot and don't let him off. They won't do it.
I don't understand that.
I think they might, because I think he might give a concise answer. He might give an answer that...
It would be the first time.
Mike could... an honest answer that Mike could see to it, why it was wrong or why he's guessing.
He's never done it before, Joe. It's been several years. He hasn't conceded that the birther thing was nonsense. And there's still people that believe it.
I know.
He even says, well, I don't know. Like he says, they asked if he ever asked God for forgiveness. I'm not a big God guy, as we know, and everything.
Yeah.
But he goes, nah, I don't really apologize. You know what? Part of being an adult is apologizing when you're wrong.
I'm sorry, but he won't even apologize to God. He supposedly believes in God. Yes,
because God plays golf on Saturday.
That's true. God, they have some lovely golf courses.
I mean, look,
even
might
God
be,
knows it's a privilege to play.
You
on
might be
courses.
Almighty. Yeah, you might be Almighty. Try to get a 9 o'clock tee time. You need to make a call, even if you are God.
All right, we will be back in a few minutes. You are listening.
TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.